In this way, taking the calves, Krishna came out in a very blissful mood. Text number 3. Krishna had unlimited calves. Krishna's friends, the cowherd boys, were mixing their own unlimited number of calves with Krishna's unlimited number of calves. Yuthi Kritya Sva Vatsakan. And as soon as they came out of their homes, there was no difference between Krishna's cows and Krishna's calves and the friends, cowherd boyfriend's calves. They all became one group. This scene can be understood by people who live in the villages, and they can understand how cows, when they come out of different places, how they become in one big group. And in the evening, again they groups separate and go in their own homes. People of the cities who've never seen these scenes might be a little difficult for them. But those who live in villages, they would immediately understand. Charayanta.
They are
attending to their calves. And Arva Leela Bhir. And what were they doing? They were doing their boyhood pastimes, playing, enjoying. They weren't actually doing any hard work. They were just playing. They were just playing like children, sporting.
चराने में बच्चों का कोई ध्यान नहीं रहता। श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि घर से
इन द फॉरेस्ट दे यूज्ड टू डू श्रृंगार, डेकोरेट देयर बॉडीज।
प्रत्येक माता अपने पुत्र का श्रृंगार करती थी।
टेक्स्ट 4।
श्रृंगार करते थे।
इन द फॉरेस्ट दे यूज्ड टू डेकोरेट देयर बॉडी।
घर से
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज दैट व्हेन दे लीव देयर होम्स, they were already decorated. Their mothers, all the mothers would decorate their sons' bodies before they left home. With says in this text, kaj, gunja, pearls and gold. Kaj is a kind of gem. Gunja is small conch shells, and mani and swarn is pearls and gold. So their mothers were decorated in this way. They used to come out in the forest decorated like that by their mothers. So when they came in the forest, they further decorated themselves with fruits, green leaves, bunches of flowers, peacock feathers, and soft minerals. And they all used to decorate Krishna also. And what was this decoration? They used to pick some small fruits and they would stick them in Krishna's headcloth, fresh green leaves. There were some red leaves. Sometimes they would make garlands. In the forest, they would get this saffron mineral and they would grind it on a stone and they would get the color and they would paint Krishna's, decorate around Krishna's eyes. And Sukadev Goswami here says, just see, they were decorated by gold and jewels, diamonds. And when they come in the forest, they would redecorate their bodies with fruits and leaves and bunches of flowers and mineral powders, etc. This is the nature of exalted personalities. They do not see the difference between expensive jewelry and these forest decorations. These boys did not consider themselves beautiful until they decorated themselves with these things. They had some buddhi. Otherwise, a person who is decorated by gold, diamond, silver, why they would decorate themselves with leaves and flowers and fruits and minerals? This way, in text 4, Bhushita Apya Bhushayan. They were already Bhushita and they would redecorate themselves. And many times in the day, they would decorate themselves. This tilak also we should apply many times in the day. When it comes off, we should reapply. This is a Vaishnava's abhushan. This is a Vaishnava's decoration. A person does not look beautiful by wearing gold and silver. A person looks beautiful when he becomes a servant of Vishnu. This we have seen. People, when they have this long hair, they don't look as beautiful as when they shave their heads, as Vaishnavas do. Prabhupada used to say, especially in the West, at that time they did not have a proper hairstyle. So Prabhupada shaved their heads and made them very beautiful. In our village, they call this hippie cut.
Hippie cutting
means anyhow they're cutting the hair, any design. Sometimes they would cut the hair, shave the head, and leave a shikha from forehead to back, in the center of the head. I asked somebody in the West, why he has a shikha like this? A devotee said, this is not shikha, Maharaj. He might have gone to a barber and the barber didn't cut the hair from the center and that became a hairstyle. And if somebody wears an old raggedy cloth with holes in it, then the others, it'll become a design, it'll become a fashion, and others will also want to wear like this these days. If you have to have a new design, if you have to have a design, then you should wear kanthi mala and tilak.
First class ka design, jo Krishna ko prasanna karta hai.
This pleases Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
These children were putting brajraj on their body and decorating their bodies. We use gopi raj. Gopi raj, gopi tilak to decorate our bodies. Really, this is the greatest shringar decoration of our body, is to decorate our body with Vaishnav tilak.
श्रृंगार जैसे कोई स्त्री सौभाग्य का चिन्ह धारण करती है कुमकुम सिंदूर धारण करती है.
Just like some woman, she may wear the signs of auspiciousness, kumkum in her heart, on her forehead.
तो उसको देख करके लगता है कि यह किसी की है.
Then by seeing her, one can tell she belongs to somebody, she is married to somebody, she is a fortunate person. This is the sign of her good fortune, her husband is alive. In the same way, this tilak shows us that this person belongs to Krishna, to Vishnu. Reminds us. One should wear tilak. We should display our good fortune that we belong to Krishna. These children, Krishna's friends, they would go to the forests of Vrindavan and decorate their bodies with Brajraj. Even Krishna himself would decorate his body with Brajraj. On his cheeks, on his forehead, they would draw designs. We should not think, what is this, putting clay and dirt on our face and bodies. This is the real decoration. So, children and Krishna, they used to do their decorating their bodies in this way. And sometimes they would stop Krishna and they say, Krishna, wait, let me do it. He didn't do it properly. I want to decorate your face. And then he would, another child will redecorate Krishna's face, his peacock feather, draw different pictures on his forehead, designs on his cheeks. Then another child will say, no, I will do. And in this way, they will spend the whole day, would just go past like this. When their hearts will be satisfied. But this is Krishna's Aishwarya. His opulence is that for each child he would expand himself, and each child would think that Krishna is only with him, and he'll think only I am decorated Krishna. But each child was doing that, and each child thought, none of the children thought that another child was also decorating Krishna. Krishna gives the good fortune of decorating him. He gives the good fortune to us to decorate him. But some people spend all their time decorating their own bodies, spend hours, and they do not decorate Krishna. We can in this way keep Krishna's deity in our house and we can decorate him. We could do aarti to him. But that's when we get some time off from decorating our own selves. In this way, the children used to decorate Krishna and their own selves also. All day they would do this. Text 5. Now Sukadeva Goswami is describing the Bal Leela, the pastimes, what they would do in the forest. As it said before, all the children, they loved Krishna very much. They wanted to stay with Krishna 24 hours a day. In the evening, when they had to go to their homes to sleep, for them it was a kalpa, such a long time. Sometimes they would come in midnight, they would just walk over to Mother Yashoda's house and start shouting from underneath, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya. Come on, it's early morning, let's go. They used to come like this in the middle of the night. Then Mother Yashoda would shout at them, this is the time. This is the time, it's midnight and you come to call my son. But these children did not like to sleep. They wanted to just be with Krishna. Before sleeping they used to come and sit with Krishna and they used to talk about how they spent their day the how they did this and how they grazed, how they took care of the calves and what activities they did. They used to sit around and chat together. And Mother Yashoda used to say, go to your homes. Why don't you go? But how they could, how these children could leave Krishna? Krishna was more dear to them than millions of their own lives. See, Krishna is with them. All day they were with Krishna. How they could leave him? Somehow after Mother Yashoda would scold them, Mother Yashoda would scold them out of the house, and then for the pleasure of Krishna, so Krishna could take some rest, they would leave. And then they would come back in half an hour. They used to say, let's go. They had no business with sleep and eat and with the calves. They only had business with Krishna 24 hours a day. They used to be, wanted to be with him. What did they do for Bal Leela? Mushnanto ananya sikhya din. Stealing from one another. Lunch bags and other belongings. They used to have their food tied to the end of a little stick, and they used to hang that stick on their shoulder. Sometimes it's called sikh. And betra, small sticks to chase the calves. So they had small sticks, and they had their bugles, and Venu, they had their flutes for singing. What did they do in Bal Leela? Sometimes they would steal somebody's flute. Musnanto means stealing. And then suppose everyone is playing the flute, and one boy's flute will be stolen, and then he will say, what happened to my flute? And he looked around, and then by the time he found which friend had two flutes, by the time he spotted his flute, that person would throw it far away to a more distant place, and those standing there would throw it still further. In this way, that boy used to become so disappointed, and he would start to almost cry. And then the other boys, while laughing, they would give it back to him. And sometimes one child would have his food tied in a little gamcha cloth to the end of a stick on his shoulder, and one of the boys would steal that bag, and he would throw it around in the same way. And this boy whose bag it was, he'd be chasing, and he would not be able to find it. And in the same way, he would become very frustrated and almost start crying. Then the boys would start laughing and then give it back to him. In this way, they used to play. And this boy, when he would be disappointed and almost started crying, the others would enjoy so much that they would start laughing. This was all a pastime of fun. Sometimes they would steal Krishna's flute, his stick, and even Krishna used to get frustrated and almost start to cry, trying to retrieve his flute or his food. And the others will start laughing, clapping their hand, and then Krishna would chastise them, say, I'm going to go tell Mother Yashoda today, this is how you all treat me, and this is how much harassment you give me in the forest. I'm going to tell my mother. They used to just play all day. Kak 6.
Aham purvam, aham purvam, iti sanspeshare mire. Yadi kvachit Krishna duram gataha, yadi kabhi Krishna dur chale jate the.
Yadi kvachit Krishna duram gataha, yadi, the word yadi means if.
Yadi duram gataha.
He doesn't actually go away. Sukadeva Goswami says Krishna didn't actually go far away. Yadi means if. If suppose he went to a distant place to see the beauty of a forest with a few friends, when he would go away a little bit, the other children, they would run to find him and they will say, aham purvam, I, me first, I will touch him first.
Aham purvam, iti sanspeshare mire. Bachchon mein pratiyogita hoti thi, competition hota.
They used to have competition. Who is going to touch him first? Some prishya, by touching him, they enjoyed life. Their friend Krishna, they used to touch him and embrace him completely. Have we ever heard such a competition? They would run, each one would run. Each child would run and say, I'm going to touch Krishna first, me first. And every child is running to touch Krishna first. And Krishna's opulence, each child was first to touch Krishna. And it's not that Krishna embraced only one child. Krishna would expand himself for each child, and every child would get to embrace Krishna. And each child was thinking, I am the only one embracing, I was the first one. Such a great fortune of these children. They are running to embrace Krishna.
Iti sanspriśya ve mire. Sanspriśya karta samyak asprishya. Gaad alingan karke.
Iti sanspriśya. By embracing him very tightly. And they were saying, Krishna, we were so tired looking for you and running and trying to find you. Where did you go? Why did you go away?
तो श्री कृष्ण वास्तव में आलिंगन का सुख देने के लिए ही कभी-कभी दूर चले जाते।
Then Krishna actually to give his friends the pleasure of embracing him, he would sometimes hide and go away a little bit, so that his friends will be in anxiety and they will run and embrace him, and in this way he would give his cowherd friends, his gopa friends, so much pleasure.
से कोई व्यक्ति पास में ही हो 24 घंटे तो आलिंगन की उत्कंठा उतनी नहीं रह जाती।
When somebody is with you 24 hours a day, there is not so much desire to embrace him.
थोड़ा मिल करके 2 घंटा 4 घंटा एक दिन दो दिन बीते तो उत्कंठा बढ़ जाती।
And when there is some time gap that you don't see that this person go away for a few hours or a few days, then there is a desire to embrace that person.
तो इस तरह से श्री कृष्ण इस उत्कंठा के वर्धन के लिए कभी कभी दूर होते थे।
In this way, to increase their desire to embrace him, Krishna will walk away a little bit.
परमानंदम प्राप्तवंत परम आनंद प्राप्त करते थे।
Remine means Param Anand. The children, the friends, they enjoyed the greatest bliss.
भगवान जिनको पूरा पूरा अपने छाती से छाती लगाकर बाहों में बाह पकड़कर एक अर्थ है परमानंदम प्राप्तवंत परम आनंद प्राप्त करते थे। अरे जिनका नाम लेकर के कथा सुन करके व्यक्ति आनंद में मग्न होता है तो
कृष्णा इज द पर्सन हुज नेम व्हेन वी हियर एंड हुज कथा व्हेन वी हियर आवर हार्ट्स बिकम फुल ऑफ आनंद एंड व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ when we touch him, how much ananda we must have. Satchidanand Ghan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in full embrace, chest to chest and arms around him and his arms around you, how much ananda it must be. In this world people embrace other people, material bodies, and they feel some happiness.
भगवान को एक दिन पकड़ने का सौभाग्य मिले।
वन डे व्हेन वी विल गेट द गुड फॉर्चून ऑफ एम्ब्रेसिंग कृष्णा व्हाट हाउ मच हैप्पीनेस एंड ब्लिस एंड आनंद वी विल हैव।
श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी श्रीमद् भागवत के श्रोताओं ने कृष्ण को आलिंगन कर
हियर श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी व्हाइल एक्सप्लेनिंग ऑल दिस इन वन वे he is giving an invitation to the persons hearing Bhagavatam. He is showing them, come, you can also do like this.
वास्तव में भागवत के द्वारा ही पता लगता है कि परम पुरुष परमेश्वर परमानंद भगवान क्या है।
Actually, only through the Bhagavatam we can understand who is this Param Purush, Parameshwar, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And how his associates, how much the happiness they feel. We must, this is something to note, how happy is Krishna's associates, his friends. In Braj, the topmost bhav is Gopi Bhav.
Mata Yashoda ka,
Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj's Vatsalya love, then Sakya Ras. These are very high ras. To have Krishna as your friend and without any hesitation and without any shyness to laugh and play, to hang around with Krishna and playing with him and to tease him, this is the ultimate sukh. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, these leelas are explained. And actually for the devotees, this is to be achieved. This is what we want to achieve. In our lives, we should have a goal. We should have a desire that, oh my dear Krishna, when in the end of this life, when I can enter into your Nitya Leela, when can I do this? This should be our manorath. This should be our desire of our mind. When I can also enter into your pastimes like these boys. The children were playing with Krishna. They were running and saying, aham purvam, me first, and they used to run so fast, they used to race. And there is Krishna standing with his arms open. And then each child will say, I have touched him first. And he would look at the other boys and say, do you agree I touched him first? Then he tells Krishna, I touched you first, right? And Krishna says, yes, you touched me first.
का लिंगन जितनी तत्परता से बच्चे करते हैं जितनी स्प्रिया के साथ उतनी ही स्प्रिया और लालसा के साथ श्री कृष्ण अपने सखाओं का लिंगन करते
द वे द वे द बॉयज वर एम्ब्रेसिंग कृष्णा एंड विद द स्पीड दे वर रनिंग विद द एंथुसियाज्म एंड लव दे वांटेड टू एम्ब्रेस कृष्णा इन द सेम वे कृष्णा वाज ऑल्सो विद हिज आर्म्स ओपन ही ऑल्सो वांटेड टू एम्ब्रेस हिम देम Each one of them with the same love and speed and enthusiasm. There is no material body. All the cowherd boys, their bodies are totally spiritual, and Krishna's, of course, is totally transcendental. The relationship between the jiva, living entity, and Krishna. The relationships we have in this world is not going to be forever. It's temporary. There is no one's body that is fit for embracing forever. When the soul leaves the body is considered dead. Nobody wants to even touch the body. When someone's dead, people say, put a cloth on his face. They don't even want to see what to speak of touching. And immediately they go and take bath. But the relationship we have with Krishna is forever. The embrace we give to Krishna is forever. There is no... There is no temporariness. There is no problems in the body. There is no old age. There is no suffering. And the relationship between devotee and Krishna is eternally full youth. Freely one can play with Krishna, embrace him, kiss him forever and ever. There is no maya, there is no gunas, there is no harassment of any kind. That is the transcendental dham of Sri Krishna. And here Sukadev Goswami is giving us a darshan of that dham by describing all these activities. There is no time factor, there is no maya, there is no mode of goodness, passion, ignorance. In this way, that the cowherd boys are always holding Krishna and always blissful. They roam freely in the forest. This leela is just plain ananda. There is Ananda Vrinda Champu scripture. It's been written.
Kechid Venun Vadayantah Dhumantah Sringari Kechana. Kuch Bacche.
Text 7 to 11.
Venu Bajate.
Some children were playing flutes. And that also they were competing. I blow better than you. And some were dancing. Some were blowing bugles made of horn. Calling the names of the calves.
ये प्रायः जब तक वत्स चारण करते रहते हैं या लौटते हैं तब तक करते ही रहते हैं केचित वेणुन वादयंतः.
Usually they do this all day.
वेणुओं को बांसुरियों को बजाते रहते हैं और कोई सिंह को फूंकते रहते हैं. धमांत श्रृंगारी केचन कुछ श्रृंगारी सिंह को बजाते रहते हैं. केचित भृंगई प्रगायंत कुछ बच्चे भावरों के साथ उनके स्वर में स्वर मिला करके गा रहे.
And some boys were imitating the bumblebees. Along with the bumblebees, they were imitating their buzzing.
मधु पीते हैं और कुछ न कुछ बन 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 बोलते.
These bumblebees, they will drink honey and they're making the buzzing sound. And the boys sometimes will walk along with the bumblebees and go like that. They have no any kind of anxiety or suffering.
Sri Krishna jab bhavare ke sath swar mila karke gaate hain, unke swar mila kar aur bhi bachche wahi karne lagte hain.
Sometimes when Krishna is singing along with the bumblebees, then other boys also join in.
Krishna ka dekha dekhi.
Imitating Krishna.
Ke sath gaate hain
jahan. Along with the bumblebees.
और कुजंतक कोकिले ही पर ही और कुछ बच्चे कोयल के साथ खुजते हैं.
And some boys would cook, would imitate the boys' voice of cuckoos. The cuckoos will go cuckoo cuckoo, and the boys will imitate.
कोयल की बोली का अनुकरण करते हैं तो और बच्चे भी कोयल की बोली का अनुकरण.
And when Krishna is following, is imitating the voice of the cuckoos, then all the boys together, they're imitating the voice of the cuckoo, following Krishna.
सूरदास जी ने गाया है.
सूरदास जी has sung.
बोली का अनुकरण करते हैं.
How Krishna he imitates the bird. कुकू.
तो कोयल की अपेक्षा कोटि गुना मधुर स्वर श्री कृष्ण का होता है.
देन कंपेयर टू द साउंड द वॉइस ऑफ कुकू, कृष्णस इमिटेशन इज अ मिलियन टाइम्स मोर स्वीटर.
इसलिए कोयल लजा करके कहीं जाकर छिप जाता है.
एंड देन दिस बर्ड कुकू बिकम्स सो शाय एंड एम्बैरस्ड एंड गोज एंड हाइड समवेयर.
तो कभी कभी बच्चे कहते हैं कृष्ण तुम मत चिढ़ाओ उसको.
And sometimes the boys would say to Krishna, Krishna, don't embarrass the bird.
अपने को हीन मान करके भाग जा रहा है.
Every time you do this, the cuckoo becomes embarrassed and runs away and hides somewhere.
कितना श्री कृष्ण सुंदर बोलते हैं. भगवान का यह
श्री कृष्ण would sound like a cuckoo in such a sweet way.
पृथ्वी का भार दूर करने की उनको चिंता नहीं.
How this Lord Krishna's dham is in Braj, he is not tied down to any routine.
पृथ्वी का भार दूर करने की उनको चिंता नहीं.
He does not have any anxiety about removing the burden of the earth.
न तो देवताओं ने उनको रूटीन पेश कर दिया है समयावली की ऐसे ऐसे करना है.
Neither have the demigods told him this is all, this is what you have to do, this is how you have to relieve the burden of the earth.
न तो देवताओं के रूटीन के अनुसार चलना है न मनुष्य.
कृष्णा इज इंडिपेंडेंट.
स्वच्छंद.
नीदर ही हैज टू डू एनीथिंग अकॉर्डिंग टू द डेमिगॉड्स. ही इज इंडिपेंडेंट.
तो भौरे के साथ गाना, कोयल
सिंगिंग अलोंग विद द बम्बलबीज, कुकूइंग विद द कुकूज, समटाइम्स प्लेइंग फ्लूट, समटाइम्स ब्लोइंग ब्यूगल्स.
विच्छाया भी प्रधावंत गच्छन्तः साधु हंस कहे. और कभी कभी कोई कोई
एंड समटाइम्स सम बॉयज
पक्षी की छाया के साथ दौड़ते हैं.
वुड इमिटेट द फ्लाइंग बर्ड्स बाय रनिंग आफ्टर द शैडोज ऑफ द बर्ड्स.
जा रहे हैं तो बच्चे भी छाया के साथ उसी वेग से चल रहे.
समटाइम्स देयर इज अ बर्ड्स आर फ्लाइंग बिग बर्ड्स एंड देयर इज अ शैडो ऑन द ग्राउंड रनिंग एंड द चिल्ड्रन वुड रन on the shadows with the same speed as the birds, trying to imitate the birds.
अपने हाथ को और दुपट्टा को फहराते हुए ऐसे ऐसे करते हुए चलते.
They would stretch out their arms and their cloth.
ये भी छाया के साथ.
Birds, they run, they fly with a great speed. So these boys also were running very fast, trying to make their postures like that of the birds.
धावंत छाया के साथ दौड़ रहे. ये है वत्स चारण. बछड़े तो चर.
दिस इज वत्स चारण. दिस इज हाउ दे वुड स्पेंड देयर डे ग्रेजिंग द कैल्व्स.
पक्षी पक्षियों की छाया के साथ दौड़ रहे. गच्छन्त साधु हंस कहीं. और कहीं कहीं देखते हंस जा रहा है.
एंड इन सम प्लेसेस दे विल सी स्वान्स.
चाल के समान ही अपनी चाल से चलते हैं.
एंड दे विल वॉक इन द वे अ स्वान वॉक्स इन द सेम पोस्चर. If they see in the little pond, they will see some swans walking, and they on the side of the pond, they will also imitate the same way as the swans. Hans, swans are very, they have a very beautiful walk. Attractive and graceful.
कोई कोई बच्चे बगुला की तरह बगुला अगर बैठा है ध्यान में मस्त.
And sometimes the boys will imitate stork.
एक पैर पर बैठ गए.
You see these storks, they're called vak or bagula. These storks would stand on one foot as if they're meditating.
कोई कोई दोनों पैर पर खड़ा होकर अच्छा कोई एक पैर पर खड़ा होकर उप विषमता से उसके निकट बिल्कुल
sometime
ध्यान कर रहा है जैसे बैठा है वैसे में भी बैठे
this sometime this stork there would be a stork standing on one leg with his eyes closed as if meditating and one boy would go up right next to him and stand in the same way pretending to meditate
नेत्र खोले रहता है ये भी आधा नेत्र खोले.
The stork has his eyes half opened actually. So the boys also have their eyes half open. And sometimes with their hand they would splash their hand in the water, these boys. Just like they were not catching a fish. It was not Bengal or Orissa. Just like the stork would stand on one leg, meditate, and with half open eyes, they're looking for meditating on a fish. So the stork would splash and catch the fish, but the boys would be standing and they would imitate the stork and they'd splash their hand in the water as if to catch a fish. But these boys had no business catching fish.
लेकिन वो बगुले की नकल करते हैं.
But they were imitating this stork.
बगुले का ध्यान बहुत प्रसिद्ध है.
This meditation of the stork or vak is very famous.
वको ध्यानम का.
It's called वको ध्यानम. Stork is called vak and ध्यान. A student should be like the stork. In meditating or in keeping his attention in his studies.
वको ध्यान.
वको ध्याय.
इस संसार में जब पाखंडी
वको ध्यान
आती है किसी धूर्त की.
In this world, when we describe bogus yogis,
ऊपर से अच्छा वेश बना करके और विषयों पे अभिलाषा.
They're dressed like a devotee. And inside they're meditating always on sense gratification.
Upar se devotee ka roop bana liya aur bhitar se vishay.
They're called bagula bhakta, a devotee who's like a stork.
Dhyan kar rahe.
When you see them, it looks like they're meditating.
सरोवर या नदी के तट पर बैठ करके
they would
they
may stand on the side on the bank of the body of water and they may stand on one leg and meditate with their eyes half closed. But what are they meditating on?
मछली कब उनके रेंज में आएगी?
When the fish will come in their range and when they will this is their meditation.
वेश बना लिए साधु का वैष्णव का है और बस
दे मे हैव अ गार्ब ऑफ अ वैष्णव ऑफ अ डिवोटी बट देर मेडिटेटिंग ऑन अ वुमन वेल्थ एटसेट्रा.
ये है वको ध्यान.
दिस इज कॉल्ड वको ध्यान.
ध्यान उत्कृष्ट वस्तु का होना चाहिए भेष भले न हो.
ध्यान द मेडिटेशन शुड बी अ वेरी हाई. Externally, you may not look like a devotee. Externally, you may have any garb, but the meditation should be a very high one.
High thinking यही है भगवान की।
Simple thinking, high, simple living, high thinking।
अगर खास करके किसी स्त्री या धन का चिंतन करने लगा व्यक्ति तो गया संसार से।
Especially if a devotee is meditating on some woman or wealth, then he is gone in this material world. What he will do?
बच्चे वो तो नाटक कर रहे हैं।
These children were imitating and enjoying themselves.
अंतश्च कला विधि। और कहीं कहीं मयूर नाचते हैं पंख फैला करके, तो कुछ बच्चे उसके साथ नाचते हैं।
And sometimes they were peacocks dancing, and they had their wings, their feathers spread out, and these boys will imitate the dancing of these peacocks.
Balan arohan tashchatar dhrman, kuch bachche banaron ko khich rahe hain.
And some boys attracted young monkeys in the trees. They would catch the monkeys by their tail and they would pull them.
Banar ki pooch pakad karke khichte.
They would catch the when they would catch the tails of the monkeys would jump or try to reach to another branch, and these boys will also jump, holding on to the tails of the monkeys.
बानरों की पूछ पकड़ करके खींचते हैं विकर्षण तक। किसी बानर का पूछ पकड़ा जाएगा तो वो तो और ऊपर भागेगा, तो आरोह।
They would catch the tails of the monkey and pull the tail.
बानरों के साथ ही उनकी पूछ पकड़े पकड़े ऊपर चढ़ जाते।
And then they will also jump from one branch to another.
शाखा पकड़े उसके साथ चढ़ गए, डरते नहीं है।
They were not afraid.
वृंदावन के इस समय के जो बानर है वे सब चश्मा पर्स छीन रहे हैं, लेकिन उस समय के बानर खाने के अलावा और कुछ चीज नहीं छीनते थे।
The monkeys these days in Vrindavan, they may steal purse or these goggles or glasses, but in those days the monkeys did not steal. Maybe they would steal some food, that's all.
भगवान की लीला के ये जीव है।
These monkeys were of the Lord's pastimes.
विकर्षण तक किस बाल अथवा बानरों के बच्चों को पकड़ते।
And sometimes they would catch the monkeys' babies.
बानर बाला बानर के बच्चों को पकड़।
बानर बाला And then they would jump from here to there.
मुंह बनाते हैं। वो जैसे बानर करते हैं वो ऐसे कर रहे हैं। ये सब बड़े-बड़े भक्त हैं जो श्रीकृष्ण।
When monkeys would make faces, the boys will also make faces. These monkeys are actually some great devotees from before.
तो सुख देने के लिए बानर बने हुए हैं।
They had appeared to give pleasure to Krishna and his friends.
बानर जैसा मुख बनाना, धमकी देना, और खास करके बंदर घुड़की। बानर ऐसी घुड़की देता।
These boys, they will make faces like the monkeys and make that scary sounds that the monkeys make. It's called घुड़की। Sometimes the monkey would make this growling sound. Very scary. Sometimes. But this is only a scary sound. When the monkey growls in a very scary way, but it's only just growling. He doesn't actually mean anything. He's just trying to scare you. If you just pick up a stone or a stick or even shake your bead bag, they will run away.
बहुत धमकी देता है बानर। और लगता है कि तो एकदम खा ही जाएगा, जान से मार दिया। तो श्री कृष्ण और
When these monkeys they growl, it's so scary that it feels like they're just going to eat you. They're just going to kill you. It feels, but that's all they do, just make a sound.
खूब खेल रहे हैं बानरों के साथ।
So in this way, with Krishna, the monkeys and Krishna's friends are playing.
और बानर के बच्चे या बानर जैसे जैसे वृक्षों पर तैर रहे हैं, शाखाओं पर, नए नए शाखाओं पर इधर से उधर झूलना, लटकना, उछलना, ये बच्चे भी उनके साथ
just like the monkeys, they were practically swimming from one branch to another, to another. The children were doing just like that. Swinging, jumping from one branch to another. They were very swift. These children, their bodies were very swift. These children these days do not have swift bodies like that, not so much energy that they can play with the monkeys. Even from the material point of view, how healthy they must have been, that they can jump from one branch to another with the monkeys. Sometimes making faces with them, sometimes pulling their tails.
साकम भेकर विलंघंत सरित प्रसव संप्लुता और कभी कभी मेढक के साथ मेढकों के साथ भेकई भे भे करोति इति भेक.
Sometimes they would jump with the frogs.
दर्द मेढक इधर क्या कहते हैं उड़िया भाषा में है. अच्छा बेंग बेंग कहते हैं उधर बिहार में. बे बे गायती थी बेंग.
In Bengal and Bihar they call bang. Bang, be be karoti iti bang.
Aisa jeev hai medhak, bina matlab ke bhe bhe karta hi rahta.
This living entity, the frogs, they're such living entities that for no reason they may keep making these frog sounds.
Amazing. केवल एक व्यक्ति पसंद किया इनकी.
Nobody has liked the frogs. Only one person has liked. Only one person has liked the example of frogs.
Chaudisha Suhai.
And who is this? This is a Goswami Tulsidas. Only he has liked the sound of the frogs.
The पढ़े जनुबट समुदाय. वर्षा काल में मेढकों की आवाज बहुत अच्छी लग रही.
In the rainy season, the sounds of the frogs is very pleasant. To him, the sounds of these frogs in the rainy season is very pleasant to hear. Just like it reminds him of the brahmacharis. The brahmacharis sitting together and chanting their verses and reading. One student, one brahmachari does not care what the other, what verses and scriptures the other one is reciting. Each one goes on reciting his verses and his scriptures. They all go on reciting. So in this same way, these frogs do not care for what the others are thinking or saying. Each one goes on reciting his own sound. Goswami Tulsidas has made frog one of his gurus, that this is how the brahmacharis should study.
ब्रह्मचारियों का गुरु बनाया, उन्होंने पसंद किया.
Only he has liked the frogs. He has made frog a guru of the brahmachari. Everybody else, nobody has liked the frog.
Srila Prabhupada ji is par likhe hain.
About the frog, Srila Prabhupada has written that the frog, if he remains quiet,
तो सुरक्षित रहे.
Then he will be safe.
बोलना है उसमें खतरा पैदा कर देता.
This making sound of him, his, it puts him in great trouble.
मान लीजिए मेढक कहीं बोल रहा है तो सर्प को तुरंत पता लग जाता है कि मेढक.
It may be a dark night and suppose a frog is making sounds, then a snake would immediately, he'll be able to figure out where exactly is this frog, and he will go and devour this frog. He will know how far, in which direction. He will just go and swallow him. And if the frog had remained quiet, the snake would not be able to catch him, and he would have remained alive. In this way, those people who speak useless talks, anything except the kirti, the glories of pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their name in the list of Lord Yamaraj comes very quickly. Reading other books, watching cinemas, and all kinds of nonsense, worldly talks. Because of all that, Yamaraj, they will get so much punishment. This tongue has been fitted to talk about Krishna, not that whatever you feel like you talk. Nonsense talk. This frog, what is the food of this frog? It eats the dirt out of the slimy dirt that's in the rainy season. So this frog eats that. And then what does he say? Speaks nonsense. Some people are like that. They will eat any nonsense, rubbish, and they will speak anything. And this kind of persons have been compared to frogs. In the hellish planets, they suffer very much. I was talking about the Lord's pastime, but this instructions always come in. Please forgive me.
एक ऐसा जीव है जो पैर से बहुत कम चलता है.
Frog is such a animal that he never walks with his legs. He actually makes his whole body jump to move.
देखे हैं ना?
You have seen.
चलता है तो कहीं छलक करके उठ करके पूरा शरीर ही.
If he has to move, he has to jump up the whole body. So the children, cowherd boys, in the same way they were following the frogs. They were jumping like the frogs. They would sit like the frog and jump the whole body. If somebody tells us to tie our feet and jump up like the frogs, we cannot do. But the children could do. Sometimes they would jump like frogs in the water and sometimes on the land. They were small rivers, small ponds. They would do like the frogs. The boys would also jump from one side of the water to the other.
व्यसंत प्रति छाया स्वतंत्र प्रति स्वनाम. कभी कभी बच्चे
एंड समटाइम्स
नदी में देखते
द चिल्ड्रन वुड सी देयर ओन रिफ्लेक्शन इन द वाटर एंड दे वुड लाफ.
अरे
दे'ल से दे'ल टॉक दे विल टॉक टू देयर रिफ्लेक्शन. दे'ल से हे कात्वम, हु आर यू?
तो इस पर फिर वो कहते हैं दूसरे से, कौन ये देखो कितना ढीठ है.
एंड देन दिस बॉय वुड टेल अदर फ्रेंड्स, लुक एट दिस बॉय इन द वाटर, ही इज सो बैड. आई एम आस्किंग हिम हु आर यू एंड ही इज टेलिंग मी हु आर यू.
ये पूछ रहा है तुम कौन हो.
ही इज सो स्टबर्न.
देखो इसको,
जस्ट सी.
बच्चे आ जाते हैं.
देन द अदर बॉयज वुड कम इन एंड दे वुड से And then they would, other boys together, they'll say, hey, who are you? And the reflection will say, hey, who are you? And then the boys will say, shall I come and get you?
They're
talking to the reflection. And then they laugh. Then they will say, oh, look at him. He's made himself look like us. And then this reflection is talking, oh, he's made himself look like us. And then they will take out their hand like a slap, and they will tell the reflection, "Look, I will slap you." And then the reflection will say, show his hand and say, "Look, I will slap you." Then they would talk amongst one another, "Who is this boy? Who are these boys? Where have they come from? And why are they living in the water?"
पानी में क्यों रह रहा है अथवा स्फटिक मणि पर्वत में अपने मुख को देख करके कहते हैं हंसते रहते हैं
And they would, these boys would always be laughing.
वो भी हंसता इस तरह से बच्चे
And then the reflection would also laugh.
जो करते हैं वही ये बच्चे कर रहे हैं
And whatever Krishna would do, these boys would do.
हंस रहे हैं तो ये भी अपने अपने प्रतिछाया पर हंसने लगते हैं
If Krishna is laughing at his reflection, the boys would also laugh at their reflection.
तुम्हारा कहाँ गांव है अच्छा सपंतश्च प्रतिस्वनान और अपने प्रतिध्वनि को गाली देते साप देते
And then they would talk, there would be echoes.
नदी के तट पर नदी के जल के स्तर से ध्वनि टकराती है
They would condemn their own sounds of their own echoes.
अपने प्रतिध्वनि को गाली देते हैं अरे अरे उधर से आवाज टकरा कर आती
they would say loudly shall I come and then the sound will reflect and then they will say some bad word swear word to this boy and that swear word would reflect back and then they will say to one another this boy is so naughty he is talking back so badly
अरे आज मैं इतना बर्दाश्त कर रहा हूँ तो कहता मैं इतना बर्दाश्त कर रहा हूँ तुमको पता है मैं कौन हूँ
And they will say, "We're tolerating you so much," and the reflection echo will say, "We're tolerating you so much," and Krishna will say, "You know who I am."
मैं कौन हूँ?
And then the reflection would say, "You know who I am."
तुमको बता दूँगा एक इस तरह से सपन
And Krishna says, "I will show you."
अपने ही शब्दों को
एंड देयर ओन एकोज देयर हैविंग सो मच फन देयर एक्चुअली थिंकिंग देयर समबडी एल्स टॉकिंग बैक इन दिस लीला
बच्चे इतना विभोर हैं यहाँ तक श्री कृष्ण भी इस बात को सर्वज्ञ भगवान नहीं जानते हैं कि मेरी ही ध्वनि टकरा करा रहे
दिस इज कृष्णस लीला देयर ही
अद्भुत विशेषता
His lila shakti that Krishna is seems to think that that this is an echo that there is somebody else up there out there talking back.
वो सोचते हैं कि कोई दूसरा बोल रहा है हमारे अनुकरण कर रहा है हमारी नकल कर रहा है हमको गाली दे रहा है अभी आया तो पीट दूंगा इस तरह से
When Krishna said, I will just come and beat you up.
चुप हो रहा है जवाब देता ही जा रहा है
And they said, this boy keeps on talking back.
वो भी बोल रहा है अगर थोड़े स्वर में बोलते हैं तो वो भी धीरे बोल रहा है ऊंचा बोल रहा है
And he is talking in the same volume, in the same tone.
किसके पुत्र हो
Whose son are you?
मैं नंद महाराज का पुत्र हूँ तो वो भी कहता है मैं नंद महाराज
And Krishna says, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj. Then the echo says, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj.
मैं एक ही लड़का हूँ तो वो कहता है नंद बाबा का मैं एक ही लड़का
Then Krishna says, I am the only son of Nanda Maharaj. And then the echo says, I am the only son of Nanda Maharaj.
इस तरह अपने ध्वनि से ही परेशान हो रहे आनंद ले रहे हैं
In this way, they seem to be hassled by their own echoes, but they're really enjoying.
बच्चों के साथ भगवान के विहार का वर्णन करते हुए श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी ब्रज के उन बच्चों के सौभाग्य का अभिनंदन कर रहे हैं
In this way, Srila Sukadev Goswami, while describing these pastimes of Krishna and the cowherd boys, he is glorifying the good fortune of these cowherd boys.
Dasyam gatanam paradaivatena maya shritanam naradarakena sakam vijarhu krita punya punjaha जो प्रभु ज्ञानियों के लिए
that Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, who for jnanis only an object of jnan, philosophy, and those devotees, who worship Krishna, and those devotees who worship Krishna as their aradhya, for them Krishna remains as the Lord of the Devas. They cannot get the relationship of being a sakha. And those who are maya ashrit persons, who see Krishna as an ordinary person, they cannot have a relationship with Krishna, they cannot meet Krishna. Such a supreme personality of Godhead, these children are playing all day. They talk to him, they have fun with him. Such great fortune. Here it says, Krita Punya Punja, text 11. Definitely these children in their previous lives must have done mountains of punya. Krita Punya Punja. They must have done mountains and mountains of punya to now get to play with Krishna as his friend, as their friend. So for jnanis, the source of Brahman effulgence, and they desire to merge into that effulgence, and he is the supreme personality of Godhead. For those who have accepted eternal servitorship, and he is an ordinary person. And for ordinary persons, he is but another ordinary child. But these boys, cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lifetimes, were now able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So here Sukadeva Goswami is saying telling three things. We hear previously, even now, there are persons who understand the Supreme Lord to be beyond this material world. They only think, or they can think and see. They may even think of his leelas and that he is a Supreme Lord. But Shri Krishna remains as anubhuti for them, but they're not able to have a relationship with Krishna. Suppose someone is sitting in his office or at home. This person may think of the person who is sitting in his office, or even not even be able to call him on the phone, simply thinking of him. And another person is talking to this person or playing, being with him, may have a relationship of husband-wife or a friend. Or some other relationship that he may be with him, what a difference there is between the two. One is simply thinking of him, and one actually has a relationship with this person, personally. Difference. In this world, people think that Lord, Supreme Lord is impersonal. He may be beyond this material world, but they are simply satisfied by knowing that yes, there is a Supreme, but he is beyond the material world, and that's it. Yes, I'm thinking, I meditate on him, he is Brahman, he is Supreme. There is no question of seeing him. And then, what to speak of having, getting to play with him and having a relationship with him.
जितने भी उच्च कोटि के तथाकथित संत महात्मा होते हैं हुए हैं श्री कृष्ण को एक ब्रह्म के रूप में और उनसे मिलने वाले सुख की अनुभूति के रूप में ही साक्षात्कार कर पाते हैं बहुत दूर
दे आर नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्ण कैन बी
कृष्ण हमारे प्रियतम बन सकते हैं यह धारणा उनको
दैट कृष्ण कैन बी एन ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लव फॉर मी
कृष्ण हमारे इस तरह प्रीति
दे आर नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड That he can be our child, our friend, our lover. This understanding they cannot get. These jnanis, they are said in Srimad Bhagavatam that they are actually in a lot of ignorance. Their attempt is in this way, just like if somebody wants to get some rice out of the rice husks, and this Lord Brahma has said himself, suppose somebody is very hungry, and he is pounding the husks of the rice. And in the previous days, there used to be some a thing called deki, and they used to pound the rice in it. Srila Prabhupada sometimes says that this deki, if he goes to the heavenly planets, there also he will have to pound rice. So if someone is very hungry and many days he hasn't eaten, and somebody is very merciful to him, and he gives him this husk of rice, which is called in Bengali tush, and it has hardly any rice in it. It is simply husk, maybe one or two few small broken pieces of rice in some of the husks. And so somebody gives it to him. The rice has been taken out of it. It's mainly husk. He has been given many bags of this husk, and he's told, here, you pound this and get the rice out and eat. And the poor person, he will die pounding this rice, he will die of hunger, but he will not get any rice. Even if there is a few, he is already dying of hunger. And some people are pounding like this. They're not chanting Krishna's names, they're not hearing Bhagavatam. They do so much kinds of austerities, fasting, and so many difficulties, and they are thinking, I will get Bhagwan, I will get the Supreme Lord. What he will get? Only he will get so much suffering. Just like trying to get rice out of this husk, he will pound and pound and he will die, but he will not be satisfied. He will simply break his back. That's all. And some people are thinking, I may get moksha liberation, I may get this knowledge. May I become free from this material world. They do not actually become free. They become more and more entangled in it.
संसार में इस बात पर बहुत जोर दिया गया ध्यान करो ध्यान करो ध्यान करो किसका ध्यान करो ये नहीं
In this world there is so much talk about ध्यान meditation 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 but who to meditate on
बस ध्यान करो
they do not know just meditate
तो भगवान श्री कृष्ण के साथ जिनका कोई संबंध नहीं है केवल दूर से चिंतन मात्र कर पाते हैं
सो दोज हु हैव नो रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्णा ओनली सिंपली थिंकिंग ऑफ हिम फ्रॉम फार अवे दे आर सो फार अवे थिंकिंग अबाउट हिम
खेल रहे तो शतान से और उनका नाम से जरा तुलना कीजिए ये कितनी ऊंचाई पर है और वे
एंड वी कैन कंपेयर हाउ डीप डाउन दीज पीपल आर एंड हाउ हाई अबव आर दीज कावर्ड बॉयज प्लेइंग विद कृष्णा व्हाट अ डिफरेंस
भगवान के साथ आलिंगन करने का
दीज अदर पीपल विल नेवर हैव रिलेशनशिप In this way,
how को व्यक्त करने का
and never get to play with Krishna, be with him.
कब मौका मिलेगा नहीं मिलेगा
How they will have a chance?
और दास्यं गतानं परदैवतेन यहाँ तक कि जो लोग दास से भाव से भगवान का भजन करते हैं
and even those who are worshipping the supreme lord in the servitorship mood
मैं कृष्ण का दास हूँ कृष्ण मेरे
I am the servant of Krishna and he is my Ishtadev. He is the one who is creating, maintaining and destroying this world in the form of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh.
इस तरह से मान करके अपना कर्तव्य मान करके जो दास बन गए हैं और श्री कृष्ण के
In this way,
उनके लिए श्री कृष्ण पर दैवत के ही रूप में रहते हैं
In this way, who are
ये भक्ति करते
those who have made it their duty to be serve the Supreme Lord in dasya relationship.
पर दैवत के ही रूप में रहते
For them,
अर्थात ये भक्ति करते हैं
they're doing भक्ति
भगवान के साथ निसंकोच प्रेम व्यवहार नहीं होता
they will not be able to have that relationship without any shyness to have a relationship with Krishna in just like these boys have.
भक्ति करते हैं, भजन करते हैं, सेवा करते हैं, लेकिन मन में भाव यही रहता है श्री कृष्ण बहुत बड़े हैं हम तो.
They do भक्ति, they do सेवा, they do भजन, but in their minds they have the feeling that the Supreme Lord is Prabhu, Swami, the Supreme. They also remain very far away from these relationships. And those who are Brahman realization, they are very, very far. And those who do bhajan as devotees in the servitor relationship, they are also very far away from being in the same position as these boys.
और फिर जो माया के वश में है वे तो श्री कृष्ण के साथ संबंध जोड़ने की बात क्या रही वो तो सोचते हैं तो नरदार के
एंड दोज हु आर कंप्लीटली कवर्ड विद माया व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ हैविंग अ रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्णा दे आर थिंकिंग दैट दिस इज जस्ट अनदर ह्यूमन बीइंग
बच्चा से क्या प्रेम करना है वे भी दूर रह जाते हैं
They are also very, very far away. They remain very far away. Because they are thinking this is just an ordinary child, ordinary boy. They have no love for him. They are jnani, bhaktas and karmis. About the jnanis, it is said that they will never reach Krishna. If they have already accepted that the Supreme Lord is nirakar, impersonal, well, how they can have darshan?
पहले ही धारणा है कि भगवान निराकार है, है दिव्य, ये है वो.
They have already accepted that he is impersonal.
हाँ, ये भी पता है.
They have accepted that he is a spiritual. Where is dham? They do not know.
अलग है.
He lives in his planets. Where is his planets? They don't know. When you will see him, you ask them and they say never, he is alak. Never you can see him. He is too great. This is their philosophy. He is so great, you cannot see him.
देखा ही नहीं जा सकता तो ये कौन सा संबंध है?
If you cannot see him, can never see him, that what kind of relationship is this?
पत्नी को देखा है नहीं, वो तो अलग है.
If you see somebody, he has a wife, and you ask them, have you ever seen your wife? And he says, no, she is halak, nirakar, impersonal. Such a husband you can never see. It's such a wife, you can never see. Not craziness. The person who has created this world, he has created so many wonderful things, so many wonderful forms. He himself has no form. This is craziness.
जो इतना सुंदर रूप बना सकता है, देवता बना सकता है, मनुष्य बना सकता है, और वो भगवान स्वयं ही निराकार भूत है ना.
The supreme person who can create such beautiful demigods or even humans, and we think that he has no form, he is a ghost.
उसको कोई रूप नहीं. तो यह जो धारणा है यह बहुत गलत धारणा है.
This form of thinking is very wrong thinking.
सुंदर व्यक्ति हैं.
Actually, the supreme lord is most beautiful. He is param rasik. He has love for all living entities. He wants that all living entities love him.
निर्भरता प्रभु साक्षी निवास शरणम प्रभव प्रलय स्थानम निधानम बीज मध्यम. मैं ही प्रिय हूँ सबका, मैं ही माता हूँ, मैं ही पिता हूँ, मैं ही सब कुछ भगवान कहते हैं.
The Lord says, I am the lover of everyone, I am everyone's mother and father, etc. They consider other living entities to be their own, but they do not consider Krishna to be their own. They have a child in their house. They say, this is my child, this is my. But there is no question for them to consider Krishna as theirs. Remain. Remains unattainable for them. Actually, Krishna is attainable for every living entity, just like he is for these boys. Just like he is there for attainable for all these cowherd boys. In the same way, we can also be with Krishna in this same way, in that relationship. But we have to have that bhav for Krishna. We have to have those feelings for Krishna.
तो जो ज्ञानी हैं उन वे भी कृष्ण से बहुत दूर रह जाते हैं.
So the gyanis are too far away. What to speak of seeing and playing with him?
मानकर कृष्ण का भजन करते हैं. अवश्य उन्हें भक्ति सुख मिलता है.
Those who consider Krishna to be Swami and they do his bhakti, certainly they get some sukh, they get some bliss from worshipping Krishna.
वे भी इन बच्चों जैसे सौभाग्यशाली होने का तो दावा कभी कर ही नहीं सकते.
But they can never be as fortunate as these children who are playing with Krishna.
श्री कृष्ण से उनका जो व्यवहार होता है वो संकोच से भरा रहता है. ऐसे प्रभु के साथ साकम विजरहु कृतपुण्य पुंजा, ऐसे प्रभु के साथ ये बच्चे खेल रहे हैं, आलिंगन कर रहे हैं.
विद दिस प्रभु कृष्णा दिस चिल्ड्रन आर प्लेइंग विद हिम.
कृतपुण्य पुंजा,
कृतपुण्य पुंजा,
जन्मों में बहुत बहुत पुण्य
किया. दे हैव इन मेनी मेनी लाइफ टाइम्स, लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ, दे हैव एक्यूमुलेटेड सो मच पायस एक्टिविटीज.